Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
It's Buddy Baby, baby.
Hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on Pilot Radio. Love Fantasy is
the Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Pilot Radio.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Spotlight stuck on me, that's how I see. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no way in the future or the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. And on my frame now, when they catch a track, so could you please holler at me when they catch a stack? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. Got that wet, wet, word is foul. What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in, that's
my angle is to bring in Necessary with a signature, absolutely. and we are in the building. What's going on, my Jesus?
Hey, I love that. I love that. I love when you say that.
Yes. What's going on, sister?
Look, I'm doing it right. I could complain, but I'm not going to complain. So
I
could complain, but, you know, I'm not going to. I'm thankful. How about you guys? How you doing, Miss Ray Queen?
I love it.
I don't even know what you said, Ray Queen.
I know. We like waiting for you to say something.
Okay. Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah, now.
A little far.
Yeah.
You sound a little far.
Right now? We're having some technical difficulties. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we hear you.
Oh.
We hear you.
Okay.
Oh, microphone check 1, 2, 1, 2. I said, and I say, no, I am awesome because I have the AC blowing directly in my face. Love it.
Oh, okay. Enjoy your AC then, little lady.
No, I'm not eating either.
See?
Yeah, normally you have,
I'm so proud
you
of
have
you.
Those wings popping, yes. Normally you have wings.
Wait.
Yes, anyway, folks, this is a platform over here, G2Files Radio, that we open up and we speak about topics that we see in our daily lives. Over here, we do strictly opinion. Everybody decided to their opinion. I hear some background noise.
Yes, we got some.
Oh, the TV or something. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Again, we work, we deal with strictly opinion over here. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought that quick. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. We are not biased. We are not licensed psychologists, so we hold no title. This is a disclaimer. We are not holding fault for anything that anybody says. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Again, this is just an opportunity for people to voice their opinions and stuff, or maybe give some advice on certain topics that we have going on over here. We get a lot of emails and, you know, mails in our inboxes and stuff about different topics that we speak about. This is an adult show, so you have children around, you can leave them there at your discretion. But we do promote 18 and older callers and listeners because we speak about adult topics. So, but hopefully that if on our show, just hit me, you can hit myself, or you can send an email to the show's email, which is GEEQUE002@gmail.com, and that's in all lowercase letters. So that's GEEQUE002@gmail.com. So, and then we'll discuss it. You don't have to use your government name or wherever when you call into the show. We're not here to expose or blow anybody up. We just like to have a good time, have good discussion, debates if necessary, and just make it do what it do. We appreciate y'all because without y'all, it'll be no us. So on that note, I'd like to shout anybody out who's celebrating a birthday. It's still summer season. For anybody I know, it's Cancer, a.k.a. summer, but Cancer is such an ugly thing. So I changed the zodiac from Cancer to summer. That's what it is. Happy birthday to my dad, which his birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday, old man.
Happy birthday.
And anybody else, happy birthday, whoever's celebrating. Celebrate responsibly. Turn up, wear a mask if necessary. You know, now that's pretty much required to go into any establishment, you have to wear a mask. I mean, unless you own your own establishment, you really can't be mad because you still got to go in the store. You know, you have a lot of people that don't believe in wearing the mask or whatever, but, you know, you have to follow the guidelines, again, unless you're the boss of your own establishment.
Yeah, but the thing about that, though, I'll just throw it in my little 2 cents real fast, is that certain people don't wear the mask. Even when they go into the store, they still don't wear the mask. And the people in the store don't even say you have to leave. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't even send them out. Well, I think they made it to where it's up to the establishment whether they require a mask to come in there or not. I don't know if it's state mandated or
Boo.
Whatever. I haven't seen to see if it was state mandated. You know, like my job requires us anytime we're in. But the thing that confuses me, they say, well, if you're 6 feet away, you don't have to wear a mask or whatever. But I don't know. It's just not enough answers for me. I still wear mine anyway. Some people need to wear them because their breath smell like corn chips and shit. Some people need to wear them, but I just want to put this out there. Wearing a mask does not cover up for your oral hygiene. Please, you still have to brush your teeth and clean. You still have to brush your teeth and all of that good stuff. Wipe all that residue from around your mouth and anything. That still is necessary. The mask does not stop that. So please just keep maintaining your oral hygiene. Oh, my God. I'm terrible, y'all. Forgive me. I'm having that giddy moment. I had a Coca-Cola, so. Anyway.
Oh, Lord.
So, great. Do you have anything you want to mention before we get started?
Yes, I would. I know that my son does not listen to the show unless I tell him to. He's a workaholic like his mom. However, his birthday is August 9th, and we are having a surprise party for him at my place of residence. So I would like for you divas to be there. I might
you
need some help
know.
As well. Those who do listen to the show that are friends of family members, we are throwing a party for my son, Devontae. So,
hey.
Make sure you
all right, so,
yeah.
So, Donathan Divas, just real quick, we do have our first caller. Her name is actually Gina. I'm going to call it, you know, her name is Gina, and I just want to give her a quick shout out. Good friend of mine. She's a new author. Her book just came out. She's calling
awesome.
In, you know, to show some love and support to GQ Palace. Gina, you there?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi,
Gina.
Welcome.
Can you hear me? Because I don't know if you can. My apartment kind of sucks.
Yes, we can hear you.
We can hear you.
Now we can.
All right, so ladies, we're just going to give her the topic. Gina, you want to take a minute and just give like a little shameless plug real fast about your book? You know, or you want to go straight to the topic? It's up to you.
It's up to you guys. I mean, I could definitely talk about it. The book's called White Lies. It's available right now on Balboa Press. It will be available in Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all of the different electronic sites, you know, the streaming devices. But because of COVID-19, it's taking a little bit longer to get the access to that out. And it's just, you know, basically a love story. It's, you know, you see all the red flags, but you stay in it. And, you know, you hope it works out. And sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't.
And what's the title of the book?
White Lies.
White Lies?
Yes.
Okay.
So, well, hopefully we will get a chance to speak to you again before the end of the show if you're still on. And then that way you can give, like, all your platforms of where people can follow you or get the information about the book again. So,
that
information won't be lost. But we appreciate you coming on here tonight and supporting the show. That's always to be appreciated.
Right.
And, you know,
yeah, and
good luck
definitely.
On your book sales and stuff like that.
Yeah, she shares
thank
the
you.
Links and all that stuff for us, too, you know, on her website. So she's definitely, you know, supporting us for a minute. Gina, once we get back up and going on our Friday show, I'm definitely going to contact you
and
to have you
on
that.
I used to be on it all the time.
I know.
I've been on the show like 4 or 5 times, and then life got crazy, and I moved to New York, and I work every minute of every second of my life, so I'm
exactly,
sorry.
Your voice
sounds familiar. I think I remember hearing you speak on the show one time, a few times.
Yeah. All right, so Divas, Miss Mobetta, you want to give the topics for this evening, so we'll get her feedback on those?
Yeah, we'll start. And first, we're going to start with... I'm just going to start real quick with the situation with Viacom dropping Nick Cannon. Now, I don't know if anybody's following the show or whatever, but I want to know if you guys actually feel that with them dropping him, and then we'll get into detail, with them dropping him, was that just cause? Because he stated an opinion, you know, about Jewish people and white people or whatever. Do you think that it was just cause? So I don't know if you guys are following that story.
I saw something. Go ahead.
Gina?
I only briefly saw something on it today, so I'm not even 100% familiar with the story. I did hear that Wild 'N Out dropped him, or MTV did, and then I saw P. Diddy posted that if he wanted to continue it, he can come to whatever station he runs. So I don't know actually what was said, but at the end of the day, I feel like everybody's entitled to their own opinion. White people, for sure, have been stating their opinion for a number of years, even when it's not wanted. And it violates his First Amendment. I definitely think that he should sue, because at the end of the day, we all have the right to freedom of speech, and we have the luxury of saying what we want to say, and maybe that is something that needs to be looked at, because people are free. People freely run their mouth way too much and say things that are way out of pocket all the time. And if he was just stating his opinion, again, I don't know what context it was in, but I really don't even think that it really matters, because everybody has the right to say, you know, what he wants. And at the end of the day, he's not a racist. His kids are half white. So, I mean, it's like you can't even say, you know, go with that route. It's probably just his interpretation of how he's, you know, come in contact with these people.
Right. Ray, would you want to answer? I'll let you answer before I really go in. Before I go in.
Yeah, I briefly saw something on it. Once I came into work this evening, however, I didn't see the original statement that that he made. So I don't know exact. I saw I think it was a tweet after after Viacom dropped him, but I don't know what he originally said. You know, from the beginning. However, Nick Cannon he won't lose any money by Viacom dropping him, because that show was his own idea. It's his own show. I don't think Viacom even writes the scripts or anything. So I don't think he's going to lose any money. But as far as that, the respect for Viacom, I believe that went on down.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donna Divas, real fast. Miss Mobetta, I know you're about to go in on your feedback on that, but we do have one more call. I'm just going to bring them on real fast. We got the one and only Dave in the building.
I'm taking my time. I'm just listening. I'm listening.
All right. Mary, are you there?
I'm in the building.
Good evening. Good evening, ladies. Good evening, Gina.
Hi.
Good evening, Dave.
Yes, good evening. I want to give my opinion on the Cannon situation. First and foremost, what happened is that Gina, have you ever heard of Tariq Nasheed?
Who?
No. Tariq Nasheed. No. Okay.
Tariq
Rashid,
I don't believe so.
Yeah, he wrote the book about Mackin. But anyhow, what happened is Cannon had brought on the guest Tariq Nasheed, and he's a very polarized person. He has several DVDs out, you know, about the Black history and so forth. On the day that this happened, he had Professor Gripped on, who is also a polarizing person as well, as far as the history, the Black history, and so forth. The comment that he made was that the Blacks were the original Jews. That's the comment that he made, which is nothing wrong about what he said.
It wasn't racist.
He's absolutely not a racist. He's straight down the middle. Anybody else you can probably pick, but he's one of those people that's like straight down the middle. the brand Wildin' Out. That's like the other sister Diva was saying. That's his brand. That's his brand.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
right.
Viacom
yeah.
has right. Viacom has nothing at all whatsoever to do with that. Diggy, he is the owner of Revolt TV. So that's what he said he would bring him over to Revolt TV because Cannon is a wonderful person. I mean, you remember he used
right.
to do the I think American Top.
Yeah, he's a little decorated.
He's and then he was going to do the Dr. Sebi, you know, biography and so forth, stuff like that.
Right.
So the fact
right.
that they actually dropped him is actually going to be a benefit to him.
Absolutely.
May I make a point real quick? I think it's a much bigger picture. I think that the reason why they dropped him, in my personal opinion, is because the whites and the Jews look at him like today's Bill Cosby. And people don't realize how much Nick Cannon has done for the black community, how much he
mm-hmm.
really is worth. He
mm-hmm.
owns Nick Jr. You know, he does all these various things and all these various charities, and they're afraid that he is going to overpower them in the same sense
mm-hmm.
that they shut Bill Cosby down. And that's what they're trying to do to him. It has nothing to do with his comment. It has to do with who he is. It has to do with the fact that he is ambitious and motivated, and he's a young man, so he has a long way to go, and they can't get him for anything else.
All right, so Don and Steve is real fast. Let me just come in real fast. We do have another caller. I want to bring that caller on also, and then you guys will just continue on. The mayor
Storm,
is in the building.
My messages are not working, so if you're sending me a message, I can't get them. My phone's
okay. Hey,
what's going on?
Hey, mayor.
Hey, mayor. Oh, it got the mayor in the building.
Yeah.
The mayor is in the building.
Okay. What's good? Peace, everybody. What's happening?
Peace, mayor.
What's going on? Yeah. This is a hot button topic issue, and it always amazes me, man, that how these people always seem to put themselves in the corner when they try to manipulate the narrative. They end up putting themselves in the corner. This is not 30 or 40 years ago where people didn't research and do study and could clap back at them. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so. Whatever, you know, they say about, you know, the anti-Semitism and all that, that's they're talking out of their ass. They know it,
mm-hmm.
and they know that we know it now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, again, like my man said earlier, or I think the young lady said earlier, that it's deeper than just, you know, what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, you know what was the giveaway? Was the turban the giveaway? You know what I'm saying? So, for me,
mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, everything, you know, has its run. Nick did his thing, you know, literally and figuratively for those corporations. And now it's time that he's built up enough cachet for him to say, you know what, let me do my own thing. I'm not even going to get into the thing with Puffy because I don't trust Puffy as far as I can throw him.
So that's
another situation. But
I was waiting for my turn.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? But, again, at the end of the day, man, I salute Nick Cannon, man, because a lot of these cats that get up here and wear T-shirts and paint murals in the street and all that, but they won't stand on their square because, again, they understand where their bread is being buttered.
Right.
That's so
straight
true.
Like that. You know? Go ahead, my guy. I'm sorry.
Here's the thing, though. One thing that has to be – which is not a theory, this is a theorem because this is actually what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Until he said what he said, that was the only time that he was fired from Viacom. He was doing, like the young lady said, he was doing the Nickelodeon, he was doing talent, he was doing everything in the world. He had guests on his show, he had all kinds of guests. It wasn't until he addressed the Jewish issue is where they actually came and dropped the hammer. So it has to do a lot with what he said because, as you know, they have laws which they put in place last year, as a matter of fact, whereas you're supposed to be quiet when it comes to anything having to do with Jewish
You're killing me right now. Why you got to be quiet about the truth?
Why are you
that
talking about
that? Exactly. Your First Amendment right.
So, I'm sorry, my guy. I need to cut your wisdom. I'm sorry, but yo, come
on. No,
man.
Go ahead. You're good, man. You're good.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, and again, you're speaking exactly to the type of trickology that they try to present to us. You know what I mean? Hey, I'm gonna feed you, but you can't. I'm gonna feed you, but you can't say this. You can't do that. You can't talk to them. You can't wear this. Knock it off, man. You know what I mean? He spoke nothing but the truth. And like my man said, okay, yeah, it may have a lot to do with what he said, but what's wrong with exposing the truth? Nobody wants
to
hear the truth.
And this is the first time he's gotten in trouble for his message.
Absolutely,
yes. He's been on his platform and has gotten in trouble before for things that he said and has been fired before. I don't know from what station or from what show or whatever, but there is history there where Nick is known for standing his ground and, you know, preaching the Black Lives Matters movement before it even became the movement that it is today. And to say that is going against his First Amendment rights. So it doesn't matter what laws they put in place when the Constitution has, you can say, you know, freedom of speech. You're allowed to say what you want. You're allowed to voice your opinion.
I want to tell you something about that First Amendment right in the Constitution. That was never built for Black people. So we're gonna look over that for a second. We know that was not built for Black people. Most of the stuff that's going on is not built for the Black people. Number two, we know the Jews run the world. The Italians, the Jews own it. The Italians running the Blacks, the Puerto Ricans. Enjoy it. You understand? So Black money, white money are they look totally different when it comes to Black money and white money. They both green to the face, but the dollar amount doesn't equal up because of the color of our skin. Now we're gonna have to again go back to the 500 years when they first started killing people off of this country. Is why we are where we are today. But the difference is today and then, now we're not taking it sitting down like we used to. We're not taking
Absolutely.
It sitting down. And
right.
they cannot handle that. They can't handle that because back in the day, you know what they would have did? They would have lynched his ass already. He would have been lynched. Who that boy do we think he is? You understand? So we already know how if you start out a lie, it's going to end up a lie. You understand? So this is why it's going into such a vicious cycle, and I preach it all the time. They kept putting a Band-Aid on an open wound when they talk about freeing the slaves and doing this and doing that. We're just going to feed you enough, a little pacifier to shut y'all up.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to read the fine print in most of this stuff. You got to read that fine print. Yeah, he developed wilding out and all of that stuff. But guess what? He's still having to fight with them for the rights for his show because they own that property. They owned all of that. So you gotta read that fine print when they tell you a lot of this stuff. So like I said,
does anybody know the situation with Fox?
All of that stuff is different.
Does anybody know Fox said anything? Because you know he got the Masked Singer on Fox and all that.
Say that one more time.
I said, does anybody know the situation with Fox? Has Fox said anything? The Fox Network?
They
you know he got the Masked Singer.
I haven't seen anything as of yet. I haven't. But trust me, I'm sure they're going to start following suit. Because, again, he's making too much money now, and then he's making too much noise. You can't do both. You can't make noise and make money, too, and be Black. You can't do it. They're not going to allow it. They're not going to allow
That's
it. Not in this country. Not in this country. So, again, unless laws and people that look like us, Black people, are in places where they could say, no, that's not happening, it's going to continue to happen. It's going to happen again.
Mm.
You see it. You see it.
Oh, and again, absolutely. I absolutely concur with what you're saying because you can see how people protect their brand.
Right.
Okay, in situations like these and the times that we're living in right now, it's conducive to speak your mind for your people. You know what I mean? But I think you have to protect your pocketbook. But your silence speaks volumes. Word up.
That's fact.
Your silence says everything. So,
yeah, you're right.
You know, it's,
sure
on, it's on you, yo. Mm-hmm.
That is super fact. So now what's going to happen? Now we're going to be in this waiting game now and see what see where Viacom actually comes, because again, everybody, most of the people are saying, and even they know, Viacom themselves know that what he said, he might have said something that they thought he was shooting at him, but he wasn't. He was stating history facts. You understand that people was lacking. People lack a lot of knowledge. People lack a lot of knowledge. But see, their history and stuff like that is so ugly that when people bring it up, they can't handle it. They cannot handle it.
But why do they dwell on the fact that he's like, you know, quote unquote anti-Semitic, when cats, you know, the difference between what's Semitic and what's anti-Semitic. How could you be anti-Semitic when you are a Semite?
When you are a Semite.
You know what I mean? And so they've been rocking people to sleep with that. They love saying you anti-Semitic. You say something that they don't disagree with, the first thing come out their mouth is you anti-Semitic. And now everybody looking at you sideways.
Right.
So,
the same with any race. Like, if you say something that you disagree with a white, black, Spanish, whatever person, that you're anti. That's why I say that all the time, too.
Yeah,
like, listen, we could agree to disagree. And just because I'm a lover of me doesn't mean I hate you. I just love me first.
Absolutely. Just to give a little history on that anti-Semite, and it falls into the same category as the conspiracy theory or conspiracy theorists. Those are keywords that were introduced by the CIA as part of their plan to basically cause you to look crazy to other people when you say these are keywords, that they put into play. As far as the laws not applying for us, sister, is that you go back to Stokely Carmichael with, they actually bear arms, with the Black Panthers. And then quickly they came in, and the NRA themselves came and were for gun reform once the Black Panthers came out to bear arms with their guns. Same thing with us when we went to Georgia. The people caused the mayor to call in the National Guard. I mean, why else would they call in the National Guard other than because we as Black men, had guns and we had it proudly. So this is what's going on every time. Same thing with Nick Cannon. He has a voice. The people that came on his platform are absolute voices that people listen to. And again, they are afraid that, the wool is going to be pulled off of people's eyes. But like the brother here was saying, this is 2020. People are beginning to see what's going on. This is vision. This is what 2020 is. So the whole veil is being removed, and people are beginning to, those who even were dead asleep are waking up to see what is really going on. And the last thing they wanted was for quote unquote black and white and brown and the whole nine green and purple for the people to come together to see what's going on, because once that happens, they know they have lost the fight.
Right.
That's absolutely true.
And what they say about man, the most dangerous person, on the face of earth is a black man with a book. So once you decide to crack that book open
and read
what's in it and comprehend what's in it and understand what's in it, then you start to develop that. You start to develop your voice. Like you say, right? You know what I mean? And now you start to speak to it. And once you develop that voice and you start to speak to it, that's when it becomes a problem. And here we have, and this is what we have with Nick Cannon, straight like that. You know what I mean? So, and I'm glad we could have this situation where we could discuss it, in a mature fashion and feel like, come to a conclusion. Like, he was right. Where is the lie? Where is the wrongdoing? What did he do that was so wrong for him to, for a corporation to decide that they had to cut ties? There was nobody up at Viacom to say, hey, wait a minute.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or maybe there was, but they was scared to speak up. I don't know.
Well, again, because now they don't want to cut their money source. You see what I'm saying? I personally feel that there's more people at his financial status and and stuff like that that can be in the same position standing right along with him. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's just my personal opinion. You can agree to disagree because that's what we do as adults. But, he's not in fear. I mean, yeah, he got corny. We know that. We know he got corny. But he ain't afraid to, like, all right, whatever. Y'all did that, but I'm with you on that ditty. No, don't go there. Don't go there with him.
You know what's also very interesting is that it wasn't until 1948 that the so-called state of Israel actually became a state. You know, which when you look at the date, it's like just yesterday, you know?
Mm.
And then when you go further back, you know, which in when you start doing the math, 500 BC, which is 8,000 years ago, there was no so-called Caucasians on the planet at all.
Talk to them, man.
What they call Africa was actually Ethiopia, which was Mesopotamia, which was all black folk. You see, so there wasn't no Caucasians on the planet. So this stuff here, I mean, you start putting pen to paper, you know, people start saying, man, this is kind of nuts, you know? So like you said, brother, when you, a man with a book, man, is...
Absolutely. So, and you were dropping jewels. I hope they was picking them up right now. I hope they, you know, you're getting jewels right now, you know what I mean? Yeah, absolutely,
I picked them up.
Absolutely, yes, ma'am, absolutely.
That's what Dave does. He calls with that knowledge now.
Yes, please, gain respect. Absolutely. So where do we, so in your opinion, my guy, where do you see this, you know, how do you see this thing concluding?
As far as with Nick Cannon?
Yeah, as far as with Nick Cannon Nick Cannon spoke his piece, Viacom spoke their piece, so do you think it goes on from here, or do you think this is just basically this is where, you know, we're just going to end it right here and let it be what it is?
No, what's going to happen is because of the time that we're in and what's going on, the melanated people, the black folks, are going to polarize around him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to polarize around him, and they're going to have his back. That's like what P. Diddy, I mean, like you said, I don't really trust him as far as I can see him. But the thing is, he came forward, and that's what's going to happen. They're going to have his back.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Viacom is going to have to really do some real thinking here and see what they really, what they cause. Yeah.
Ain't they tired of putting their foot in their mouth? Or looking like this? You know what I mean? Like, where is going? When are they going to get the message? When are they going to get the message?
Yeah.
Like, go. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's real simple. And, you know, man, and I appreciate you, man, because I really... And talking and vibing with people, just have intelligent conversation where, you know, we can come to a common accord is really dope and it's rare in these quarantine times. But what I'm saying to you, my dude, is that – go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, iron sharpens iron. Iron sharpens iron. And this is what
happens.
Somebody
listening to their Wu-Tang records.
Us gorilla swords come out.
Iron does.
It sharpens iron, and it's gonna take, and stuff like this is really
absolutely
what it's gonna take for us to get it. Like, listen.
Absolutely. Yo, Diva Squad, it's been really, really real. I gotta hop on the horn and do something else right quick. Yo, my guy, I gotta catch it. What's his name? Your name is Dave.
Dave.
Yes, sir.
Yo, respect, King. I'm definitely looking forward to talking to you some more. And you know what it is, Miss Angie, Miss Rachel. All right, you already know.
We definitely appreciate you. Stop by, keep visiting.
And no, I didn't forget you, Miss Lorena. I was gonna leave you for last. You know what I mean? I'll just forget you. I was going to leave you for last. You know what I'm saying? Y'all do what y'all do, man. I ain't going to take up no more of your time. Do what y'all do. Enjoy the conversation. Yo, Rich, man. Peace. I'm out.
Bye. All right.
Bless
you. So what I think is going to happen now, because Nick Cannon's show is a major part of Viacom. Okay, so now what they're going to do is going to try and, you know, find something else in the life to replace them. It's because it's gonna hurt their pockets now. It's gonna hurt their ratings and all kinds of stuff. So now they gotta come up with something new to replace that.
Hello. I'm here.
Is Ray here?
Yeah.
I'm here. Yes.
Oh, okay.
And MTV is gonna have to find something to do too, because that show is playing repetitively on MTV for hours on.
Right. That's what I'm saying. What are they going to do to actually? They're going to have to find something to replace it, because that people wilding out for hours. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I just hope that they not, you know, they can go back and sit down and see what it is he actually said and why he said it and all of that stuff, and show that he wasn't shooting at nobody. He was just stating facts. Then you know. Leave them alone. But after that, even if they came to some kind of resolution, after that, he's not even going to be able to trust them. You understand what I'm saying? Because now the damage is done. So he's going to have to himself move on and make other moves, whether it's to go over to with Diddy or starting his own or doing whatever the case may be. Now he's going to have to do something else, because now it's out in the open. So,
in order for
that,
do you think that if the rest of the cast was to stand behind him and threaten to walk through, that would matter? Because they all love him, and he's gone to bat for several of the other actors on that show.
Oh, I'm almost positive that they would. You know why? Because he's a money maker. He knows how to make the money. And what he would do is set them up to where they can continue to make money. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sure they would back him. If I were in their position, I would.
I would too.
Uh-huh. True. Me too. I stand with Nick Cannon on this, but I would definitely love to see what his original, you know, is it just hearsay? You know, somebody just put some, huh?
I'm sorry.
I want to know exactly what he originally said, you know, to spark that fire.
What they said is about the black people being original Jews, but then he said something else about white people being evil. Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't quote me on that, but it's something to those lines. And
I have the article right here from the New York Times.
Okay.
If you can read it if you don't mind.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's okay. The television star Nick Cannon was fired from Viacom CBS on Tuesday for making anti-Semitic remarks during a recent podcast in which he discussed conspiracy theories about Jewish people and praised a minister notorious for anti-Jew comments, Jewish comments.
Mm.
Viacom CBS is the parent company of MTV and the cable channel Teen Nick, both of which predominantly showcased Mr. Cannon for years on various platforms. Mr. Cannon, 39, worked as an executive producer and a chairman of Teen Nick, a spinoff of the network Nickelodeon geared towards teenagers. He had also been a host of executive producer of MTV's comedy show Wild Out. The Viacom CBS spokeswoman said in a statement that the company... Oh, wait, my phone's dying. Oh, shit.
You know what? Oh, but now, you know what? Now that you read that, and I forgot about this part, too, that I heard, it's not even that what Nick Cannon said is who he supports. They're big mad at his support for Louis Farrakhan. That's what it is. That's what got them big mad. It's because of his support for Louis Farrakhan. It had nothing to even do with what Nick Cannon said. It's his support for Farrakhan. And I forgot about that part that earlier when I read that. I said, "Oh, now I know why they want to drop him. It's because of his support for Louis Farrakhan."
Dave, did you say something?
No. What I was saying is when you try to pinpoint like one specific reason as to why things happen, it kind of blurs the big picture, which is they don't want for someone in a position that Nick Cannon is in to show support for his own. They want for him just to continue to just give their narrative and, you know, just give, you know, the basic comedy and not show love for his people. That's basically what it is. And their hate for Farrakhan is really it has no basis, because Farrakhan has never called for the death of Jews. He's never called for them to be hurt. He's never called for anything. He has done basically what like Tariq Nasheed has done as well, and he has spoke the truth. He has said exactly what history is and how we came to be. And it's just that the so-called Jews who are the Zionist Israel, which is, I'm not even going to get into that, but these the Zionists who are in Israel is actually the fake Jews, because even Hitler, when they left, he said, "How did you leave black and come back white?" That's what Hitler said to them. So even he knew that the original Falashas, the Falashans are the original Jews. Those are the original black Jews. So they're trying to keep they're trying to keep his story from our history, so as to confuse us, make us believe that his story is our history, and that's not what it is. You see, so they get very uncomfortable when they see these things happen, just like the Karens and the Bundys. They get very uncomfortable when they see a black queen standing her ground. Oh, my God, I fear for my life. You know, and this is what's happening, you see. So it's just the fact that they fear the truth is going to come out, but it's going to come out anyway. They're 400 years is up.
Well, it is. You know? It is coming out. So, you know, certain bones they want to stay buried. You know, certain bones, because like I said, his story is so ugly. It's so ugly to see it now. Like, wow, really?
Yes. Yes.
You understand it now? Now what they're going to be afraid of is somebody asking them, "What if that was you?" They don't want nobody to ask. What if that was you?
And you put this in your psyche. They had black kids just like the animals at the circus in cages. And they had whole families come into the zoo to see these kids and feeding them bananas and stuff like that in the zoo. Black kids, you see. This is what they did on a daily basis. This is how they raised their kids. So when the kids are now grown, they have the same ideology as their parents, right?
Yep.
Now, you have this in your psyche where they are taking babies and feeding them to alligators as bait so that they can get the alligators. This is the psyche that we are dealing with. We are dealing with a demented people. We are dealing with a sick people. And until we realize that,
really,
we are not going to move forward.
And that's basically what Nick Cannon was saying. And they didn't like that. You understand? See, like you said, they didn't want him to talk about that. All they want him to do is be Sambo. Be Sambo.
Exactly.
Get out there.
Exactly.
Get out there and hurry. Step right up. And let's watch this nigger perform for us and make us the money.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Right.
Stop playing.
Brilliant. I know you're not a carpenter, but you look that right on the head.
Mm-hmm.
Donson Divas, this was definitely an awesome, awesome topic. However, time is of the essence, and we are coming toward the end of our show. And being that we definitely had a few callers tonight, we're going to go around the circle and give our final, thoughts or whatever on tonight's show. We're going to start with our first caller. That was Gina. Gina, are you still there?
All right. So, Dons and Divas. So, Gina's line dropped, and the mayor's no longer on the line. So, only one that's on the line right now is Dave.
Okay. All right. Dave, we're going to give your final thoughts on tonight's show, if you may.
Well, you know, first let me say, only the strong survive.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that the other callers are gone because I have strength, but I'm just saying I'm still here.
Okay. Well, all right, people.
Let me tell you. You know, the reason I actually stayed tuned in as well is because I actually wanted to hear about her book. And when it came my time to speak, I was actually going to allot her the time to explain about the book because I was very interested in the title. It says White Lies.
White Lies.
And I wanted to definitely for her to go in and you know, give her input as to how it came to be, what experiences she had, you know, how what resolution she had as far as to, you know, for us who may or may not be going through issues. So I definitely wanted to hear her. I'm actually sorry that her call dropped, you know. But, you know, sometimes
well,
you got to pay your bill
with
on
the time. With the pandemic going on, I thought it was going to be something different with the title saying White Lies. I was like, ooh, she about to tell. But,
yeah.
That title
time is definitely, definitely ear-catching.
Absolutely. We'll definitely have her on another show or something in the future, maybe on our Friday show as an interview when we do this Friday show again.
We might have to interview her on a Diva Squad or something. I don't know. We'll work it out.
Well, right, you said. We'll work it out.
I would like to check the book out and see what's going on, you know. Check
absolutely,
the book out and then, and then have her on and to discuss the book, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and finally, always be you. We have our pupils are just ours. Our fingerprints are just ours. Our life and our path is always just ours. When we try to imitate others or we try to be others, it throws us off our path. There's two things in life that is very important. It's when you are born, and the second thing is when you find out why you were born. I see that we're here and we're still searching. But always try to find out why you are here so that you can actually fulfill your promise to the Almighty as to why you're here. Mm. Sometimes we do not even know what we do or how we do it or when we do it. But just remember that the people that come into our path are there for a reason. You may have saved a person or an angel or entertained an angel and not even know it just because of your presence, just because of the show, just because of the listener. Go ahead.
Break out that tambourine
choir right now.
So all I'm saying is this show is special, and it is, let me tell you, it does things that we probably wouldn't even imagine to the people that are listening and those who just actually get themselves involved. So you have a special position in on this planet, and the ears are listening and the eyes can see, and we can feel, this is the senses, we can feel the presence of the good that is here, and it resonates. So when you see someone, you say hello, reflection, because that reflection is of you, and you never want to hurt yourself when you see your reflection. You don't want to hurt you.
That's right. That's
have
right,
a wonderful
Dave.
Day, beloved. Indeed.
Wow.
Yeah. We appreciate you, Dave. We definitely appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Love you guys.
We love you too, Dave. Awesome. Diva, who's going to go next?
You want me to go, Storm? I'll go.
I'll go, because it's okay. The background's all loud. Right. I enjoyed myself tonight. A special thanks to all the callers and listeners. The topic was definitely on point. The dialogue was amazing, and it's always a blessing to be on the show on Wednesday night, just chilling and, you know, having good vibes. I enjoyed myself. Look forward to talking to you guys next week, Wednesday, same time, same place.
Ew.
That's our sister Storm. That's Storm.
Again, what she said, what he said, and what I'm saying now is that we appreciate y'all. That wasn't going to be our only topic for tonight, but our next topic is going to be for next week. I promise I'm going to love the topic for next week, too. And, you know, it's going to speak volumes. So, listen, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to dial 845-277-9098 Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So chop it up with us Divas and the Dons, too. We appreciate them, too. Y'all chop every Wednesday, same time, call in and chop it up with us. And, again, if you have anything that you would like for us to speak about on the show, any topics, you send it to our inboxes on Facebook. I am Angie. What am I? Angie R. Mobetta on there? Y'all help me out. Angie R. Mobetta on there. We got Rachel Hargrove. We have Miss Lavina Archibald. Y'all hit us, any of us, up on Facebook. GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace has a couple of pages, and it's GEE. QUE, you find those pages on Facebook. You can hit an inbox, and we'll go over it, and then hopefully we'll speak about it on the show. So, again, we appreciate y'all. And as Jay said, just know who you are and be you who you are. Be the best you can be. You can't be, because first of all, we can't go to heaven or hell for anybody. So, listen, be your best you. You know, and hopefully the light that you have in you will shine for everybody else. It'll brighten up everybody else's day or life. On that note, I'm chucking up the deuces.
I have one more thing just on the fact that you just said GEEQUE, right?
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. Get edified eternally, right?
Mm-hmm.
Edified eternally everlasting. And then the queen, it says,
wow.
I'm gonna give you that breakdown. I'm gonna let you hold that. I'm gonna give you the breakdown of that the next time I call in. How's that?
Okay, right. good. Right. Don't forget, next week, Wednesday.
Wow.
You know what time
awesome.
It is. You know.
It's
yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Yes. I love that.
Wow. Yeah. This is Ray Queen speaking. And I am, of course, giving my praises up to God. That's who I strongly believe in and who is the head of my life. And my props go out to GQ Palace. I love this family. I love my sister Divas. I love y'all, Rich Money, Storm, Ms. Mo, all of our callers and listeners, Gina, who called in tonight, Dave, who called in tonight, and all of the listeners, all of our fans. We love y'all. Tune in next week to another episode of Love Fantasy with GQ Palace. Same time, same place. I love you all, and I'm chucking up my deuces. Signing off.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight?
All right.
I'd like to welcome to the stage the lyrically acclaimed.
Woo!
I like this young man because when he came out with the phrase, he went from ashy to classy.
All right.
I like that.
All right.
So everybody in the house, give a warm round of applause for the Notorious B.I.G. The Notorious B.I.G., ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for him, y'all. A nigga never been as broke as me. I like that. When I was young, I had two pair of leaves. Besides that, the pinstripes in the gray. The one I wore on Mondays and Wednesdays. While niggas flirt, I'm throwing tigers on my shirt and alligators. You wanna see the inside? I see you later. Here come the drama. Oh, that's that nigga with the fake. Why you punch me in my face? Stay in your place. Play your position. Here come my intuition. Go in this nigga pocket. Rob him while his friends watch it. That hoes clock it. Here comes respect. His crew's your crew, or they might be next. Look at they man's eyes. Big men, they never try. So we roll with them. Stole with them. I mean loyalty. Niggas bought me milks at lunch. The milks with chocolate. The cookies, butter crunch. 88, Oshkosh, and blue and white. Yo, that's the blunt.
Motherfucker,
everything
on top.
Yeah.